Beis Hashem, we are beginning our parsha class tonight. Today is Chavav Adar, Tavshin Ayin Ches, that corresponds with the English calendar of March 12th, 2018. We're going to begin Parshas Vayikra, and actually this week turns out to be Parshas HaChodesh. It's also Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the head of the year, of the months. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is ushers in the month of the spring, Chodesh Aviv. Chazal tell us the word Aviv, which means spring, can be divided into two parts. Av, Yud Beis, the father of 12 months. It's the father of the 12 months when you're counting months. It's a very special time where this inaugurates the beginning of the holiday of Pesach. The Parshas HaChodesh, if you study the Parsha carefully, you see all the laws that pertain to Pesach is mentioned. It's referring to Korban Pesach, Chametz Matzah. The dinim of Pesach are briefly mentioned in Parshas HaChodesh, and this Shabbos they'll be taking out a second Sefer Torah, one for Parshas Vayikra and one for Parshas HaChodesh. Another important point which I think is worthy of mentioning, it's also Rosh Chodesh. And as it's Rosh Chodesh, we have to be cognizant of the fact that we have special tefillos that we're going to be adding, such as Yalev V'Yavo, such as Hallel, such as Atah Yitzarta. That's the part of Musaf that is most often skipped. If you have a Siddur and you read the Musaf of Shabbos prayer, you'll always notice the bottom part is skipped and the top is read. This Shabbos, we reverse that. After Hakel HaKadosh, you'll go to the bottom of it. At least most Siddurim have it that way. About the Yitzarta, you'll be saying the bottom part for the Musaf, the Tefillah, and then you'll continue on by Ritzei and Modim as you normally do. As an introduction, I would say a very important introduction to Parshas Vayikra is the very first pasuk. Vayikra al Moshe v'yadab Hashem elov me'ohel moed lemor. Hashem called to Moshe. Moshe was outside the Mishkan, and Hashem invited him in. And then, when he came in, he spoke to him, me'ohel moed lemor. What's so important about this? Moshe Rabbeinu was now introducing the part of Korbanos. If you study Parshas Vayikra, it talks about various Korbanos, Korban Ola, Korban Chatas, Korban Mincha, all the various Korbanos. And to put it, so to say, in a nutshell, how important is that? We know the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Omed. Excuse me, I should say the second Mishnah. I apologize. Shimon HaTzadik HaYim Mishyarei Knesses Agdola Hu HaYa Omer Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Omed. The world stands on three things. Al HaToira Va'al Ha'avoida Al Gemilas Hasadim. On the study of Torah, on the service of the Korbanos, and on doing kind deeds to one another. We really don't spend too much time thinking about the Avodah, because for the most part, unfortunately, it's irrelevant to us because we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. If we would have a Beis HaMikdash, boy, would life be very different. If we had a Beis HaMikdash, then we would have to be very careful about if we become Tomei or not Tomei. What does that mean? That means you invite to a Suda, a Korban Toda. Someone wants to thank Hashem for having been rescued from a serious accident. And he has to bring a Korban Toda. A Korban Toda has to be eaten right away. 40 chalas. How in the world is he going to eat 40 chalas? So he has to invite a large crowd. But not everybody could be invited. Only those people who are clean, spiritually clean, those who are tamei, or had come into contact with a mace, with a dead person, is not allowed to partake in the Korban Toda. So if you picture in your mind's eye, if someone is invited to a seuda given by a kohen, or even by a regular person, if it's a korban toda, it's kachim kalim. Kachim kalim means it's a minor kachim. Not, you would have to be directed. Those who are clean, those who went to the mikveh, can eat in this room. Those who are not have to eat in that room. The utensils have to be kosher. Kosher means they have to be tivel, they have to be clean. The plates have to be clean. The environment has to be clean. You can't walk into that room if you're tamei. If you're tamei, you might be able to partake in a different way, in a different room. And it's not putting you down. It's recognizing there is such a thing of Kedusha. Because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be very aware of it. For that reason, last week's parsha was Parshas Parah. In Parshas Parah, the main theme was that the Jewish people have to get ready for the Korban Pesach. And any Jew that has come into contact with a mace, with a dead person, cannot eat the Korban Pesach unless he purifies himself. Having said that, this parsha is being introduced by none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. The parsha that talks about Avoda. Avoda that keeps up the entire existence of the world. Think of a tripod. A tripod has three legs. If one of the three legs are missing, if it falls, the tripod falls and everything that it supported falls. Imagine the world without Avoda. So again, it's a little hard for us to put it together because we don't see it, we don't feel it that way. But the most and the closest thing we should be able to feel about Avoda is what our Chachamim told us, is we have tefillah. With prayer, with davening, and davening properly, you could reach the level of a korban on whatever level, on whatever korban you want to bring. Very religious people make it their business to say their korbanos in the morning. Unfortunately, not everyone has the time to do it because they are bound by schedules and by working and so forth. But if it would be possible that it will not encroach in your schedule and your business and so forth, it would be very noble and beautiful to bring korbanos, your own korban, in the base, in your little mishkan of your shul, so to say, by bringing korbanos. So what I'm beginning to bring out over here, Parsha Vayikra begins the Parsha of Korbanos. And who is the one to initiate that? Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is this so very important that Moshe Rabbeinu initiates it? Initiates one of the 3 feet of the tripod, one of the 3 pillars that hold up the world. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was exceedingly humble. He was an exceedingly humble human being, to the point where he argued with the Almighty at the time of seeing the burning bush, the sneh, and Hashem revealed himself through a fire. The Malach from Shemayim came down in the form of fire, and he spoke to him. He pleaded with him, go to Paro, tell Paro, Shalach es ami v'yavduni. Moshe declined, who am I? I can't go. And Hashem said again, you can go, I'll be with you. But I can't speak to a king, I'm tongue-tied. Hashem says, don't worry, you can go. And he's back and forth for 7 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Hashem is upset. Hashem said, listen, you said no to me, I'm going to one day say no to you. When is that day? When Aaron is made Kohen Gadol. And it's the 8th day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and Aaron HaKohen, who has been taught all the laws of the Mishkan, who's serving with Moshe the same day, Moshe is told, you can leave now. So why can't I taught him everything. He's doing whatever. You forgot a few months ago, you and I had a discussion about going to Paro. Your humility was so powerful. And you said no to me. I said, don't forget, there'll be one day I'm going to say no to you. And that was the day and Aaron HaKohen became Kohen Gadol. And Moshe became the paragon, the leader of the Levim. To show the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, look at the word Vayikra. The word Vayikra is a tiny aleph. Moshe did not want to allow himself to be called with a complete aleph. Vayikra, and he, Hashem, called him with love. He announced his name, come into my holy tent, and I want to talk with you. He said, I don't feel worthy. I'm going to put it a small aleph. And if you read the word Vayikra with a small aleph, what do you really read? Vayikar.
Without the aleph.
Without the Vayikar. And he happened to meet with him, incidentally, not a private, personal, loving meeting. Those are the words, that's the term used for Bilam HaRasha. And Amalek, not for Moshe Rabbeinu. But the humility of Moshe continues to shine. And Hashem agreed with him. Hashem agreed with him. I'll let you write it with a small aleph. I would like you to tell you what it says in Parshas Kisisa. If you turn back a bit, in Perek Lamed Daled, what happened because of that small aleph, says the Medrash. Turn back in Kisisa, Lamed Daled, Perek Koftes. Page 514 in the art scroll. You have it there? Let's start with the Pasuk of Ches, one Pasuk before. Vayisham im Hashem arba'im yom v'arba'im laila. Moshe was with the Almighty for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo yachal u'mayim lo shasa. Bread he did not eat, and water he did not drink. Vayichtev ala luchais es divrei habris aseres advarim. And he wrote the 10 Devarim, 10 sayings, we translate that the 10 commandments. Vayihi, and it was Beredes Moshe Mehar Sinai, when Moshe descended from the Har Sinai, Ushnei Luchai Sa'edus Biad Moshe, and the two tablets were in the hands of Moshe, Beredito Min Ha'or, Moshe Lo Yada Ki Karan Or Panav Bedabro Ito. Moshe had no idea, no inkling, that his face shone, the skin of his face shone brightly when Hashem spoke with him. Vaya Aaron, v'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe. Aaron saw, and the Jewish people saw Moshe, and his face radiated. Hine karan or panav, vayiru mikeshes elav. They were frightened from coming close to him. This is where the Goyim get the concept that there are horns. The Karen really can be translated as rays of light, or horns like on a bull.
Karan or Karen.
Lahavdil Elif Havdalis, Michelangelo, the one who depicted Moshe coming down from Har Sinai with the tablets in his hand, right? Depicted the rays coming from his face. And they assumed this is how it really looked. We really don't understand. We don't really visually understand how we really look. But what we want to tell you, where did those rays come from? There's a medrash that says, from the drop of ink from the aleph. Hashem gave him a perfect amount of ink, which miraculously was also true, to write the Sefer Torah.
Pretty carb.
And the aleph? No, the Sefer Torah.
Oh, okay.
He wrote the Sefer Torah, and Hashem gave him permission to make a small aleph instead of a large aleph. So what did he do with the extra ink? He wiped it on his forehead. And that was Keren Gikoran Or Panav. The humility of a tzaddik makes him radiate, makes him a great person. The more humble a man is, the greater are people's opinion of that person. When the Chafetz Chaim came to speak at the Knesset Gedolah, and there were journalists who were not religious, also heard of the event, they wanted to copy down the event so that they would have what to write in their journal and newspaper. And you see the Chafetz Chaim, this humble Jew, walking to the pulpit, and he was mumbling something under his breath. You would have expected an orator standing in front of thousands of people, and they were snickering to each other. There's their rabbi, wearing a Russian cap, small Jew, can't even hear him. And one of the great rabbis got up and says, I'll repeat what the Chafetz Chaim just said out loud, because I heard him say every word. The Chafetz Chaim, I think it was Rabbi Meir Shapiro, the author and the inventor of the Daf Yomi. I'll tell you what he said. The Chafetz Chaim was crying, why me? Why me? Why are they choosing me, such a simple Jew? Is it because I'm a Kayin? It's not my fault. My father was a Kayin. My grandfather was a Kayin. Why are you honoring me? Is it because how much I learned? Ay vey, I'm so poor, I'm so impoverished, I know so little. Here's a man who wrote the entire Mishnah Berurah. Here's a man who wrote over 20 5 Svarim all over the world. I just did my duty. I'm a religious Jew. Why are you making me important? Why me? And when the journalists heard that, they dropped their head in shame. See, now we know why that person is a leader. Because he's so humble. He's so modest. The sign of a leader is modesty. The sign of a leader is humility. We know that the sign of a I just want to conclude because the people are coming in. We know that the 3 signs of a Jew, and he has to be what are the midos of Avraham Avinu? What are the signs of the descendants of Avraham Avinu? These are humble Jews. A sign of a person, if he has these midos, then he is the descendant of Avraham Avinu. Who is this? A person who is has a low spirit, has a humble soul, is not boastful. That person is a descendant of Avraham Avinu. Because a person who acts that way is a person who has used his potential in his greatest way and not to boast and to show himself off. Humility is a very great midah. The way to practice humility is to accept criticism and not lash back at the person who upsets you. Contemplate. Think about what was said and think how you could re-present what is being said to you back to him when you're calm and complacent and say to him, perhaps you didn't mean this. You might have hurt my feelings, but you didn't really mean this. Instead of being impulsive and shouting back.
Why even answer at all?
I'm sorry?
Why even answer at all?
You know. You may have a good reason to answer.
Okay.
You might have a good reason to, but not now. Be humble. Rather accept the criticism. There might be a humility moment. Accept the humility. And guess what? Hashem will reward you for it. And you become a hero and a greater person. And you will rise like the sun in the middle of the day with the strength and the radiance of a sun that's seen all over the world. Have a wonderful week.